Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Ring of Malalele. Having finished a business transaction in the Caribbean, Lamont Cranston, with Margot, broke the long return trip with a sightseeing stopover at the tiny palm-studded island of Pale. Now, some 24 hours later, they're about to board the plane that will carry them back to the States. As the motors start, Margot turns and looks back at the sunny island.
The place is lovely, isn't it, Lamont? Lovely to look at, that is.
Yes, Margot. Like so many dangerous things, lovely to look at.
Seems impossible what's happened here in such a peaceful spot. Remember how it looked when we arrived? The white sand, the palm trees, Madame Jolin's picturesque little hotel on the rise beyond the beach.
Yes, quite enchanting.
Lamont, I know very well what happened at the end, but I still don't understand how the whole horrible business with Timkins and Madame Jolin started.
Well, Timkins was a beachcomber, Margot. He used to spend most of his waking hours mooching drinks from Madame Jolin, as you know. One day, the day we arrived at Pau, as a matter of fact, Timkins came to the hotel to make Madame Jolin a business proposition. He wanted to trade her free drinks for a customer, a lodger for the night.
And a very unusual lodger he is, Madame Jolin.
What's his business, Timkins?
The kind of trade you like, Madame Jolin.
Where did you come by and...
Starting the beach. Up he steps, baggage in hand. And asks me where a man could take his ease without attracting too much attention.
Mm-hmm. He has reason for avoiding attention then, Timkins, huh?
His name is Costin, as he made himself known to me. And the reason for his shyness is his trade.
What is his trade?
Smuggler.
Mm-hmm.
Loaded, Madame Jolin. Loaded with stolen goods.
Mm-hmm. Pour yourself a drink, Timkins.
A thousand thanks. You asked me about the rates. What's your lowest figure, Madame Jolin?
How much is his loot worth?
About a quarter of a million.
Mm-hmm. Not a bad price for a night's lodging. Finish your drink, then bring him up to number 12. I'll have my native boy, Pamka, waiting to make him comfortable.
This way, Mr. Costin. Your room's number 12. All set and all arranged.
Oh, you are most too kind.
Don't mention it. Wouldn't dare if it. Not another word. Ah, Madame J.
Ah, you are the proprietress?
Yes. Won't you step in, Mr. Costin?
Hmm.
I'm happy to have you here. The name is Jolin.
Oh, most grateful.
He's happy to have you, too. And his name is Pamka.
Whose name?
The oversized native boy with a machete in his hand, standing right behind you.
What?
All yours, Pamka.
No. Shimsh. Allah, Shimsh. Allah.
Rich man, yeah?
No.
Rich
no.
man, yeah?
No.
Rich man, yeah?
No.
That's done it. Grab the machete, Timkins.
Enough, Femke boy.
He's dead, huh?
Never be deader.
Malalele, Malalele, come take rich man's soul away.
Quick now, we want no trouble, lad. Timkins, clean that machete.
Yes, madam.
And you, Pamka, take his body out.
Yes, madam. Where I put him, huh?
Where do you think?
In the swamp across the roadway.
Good. No find him there, nobody. No find him there.
Now then, you sought the man's baggage. Here we are.
Oh, will you look? Ah, what a dream.
Ah. You were low as anything with that quarter of a million, Simpkin. This is the best stuff. Only the finest.
Diamonds. Real emeralds set in platinum.
Mm, there'll be plenty and some to spare for the three of us.
There'll be more than... Three of us? You and me? Who's three?
Panker.
Panker?
You didn't want the blood on your hands, and no more me.
But you're not serious about giving that stupid native a third cut, didn't you?
I don't want to mess with him, knowing all he does. Have him mad at us. And there's the shore patrol to deal with.
Ah, they're docks, dumb as docks, these natives.
But I tell you, I...
Leave it to me. I'll end him.
How?
Look, we'll give him one of the rings.
One of them?
One. And what's more, this one.
Why, that's the cheapest of the lot. It's a hunk of brass, Timkin.
Let it be. I won't force it on him. I'll make him choose it.
How, man? How?
I'll make up a tale for him. These natives are fools, madam. I'll tell him it's a ring that has power over Malalele, their dwarf god.
Be careful, Tinkin. Be careful monkeying with Malalele. He's sacred to him.
He's a pile of either nonsense.
So he is, but just the same, he's sacred to them.
Trust me, I'll handle it.
He's not going to believe you without some proof.
We'll give him a little proof. We'll let him take a wish from Malalele, and whatever it is, we'll get it for him.
Whatever it is.
At these prices, Madam J, I'd arrange anything. Panker?
Yeah? You took care of the good Mr. Costin, Panker?
The rich Mr. Costin, Panker?
Yeah, yeah. Panker, take care. In swamp we go, no one find him now.
Good, good.
Now we cut off monies, huh? Three way.
Panker?
Yeah?
Suppose I told you there was something on this swag, especially for you. One thing for you alone.
Well, what is thing?
A ring, Pamka. A ring that has power over Malalele.
Malalele?
Exactly. Put your finger on it, give it a twist, and Malalele delivers as quick as a wink.
I did not hear tell yet of such a ring.
Well, now you hear and now you see it. If I can persuade Madam J to give you the break, would you like it in place your share of the loot? Would you, boy?
If I try it... And it works, yes.
And you're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Here.
Yeah.
Put it down.
All right.
Now then, twist it and say, Malalele, do doesn't so. And Malalele will do as sure as you walk anything you say.
Will ring kill for me?
Kill? Of course, anything. Anything your heart desires.
I wish...
Oh, it's got to be out loud.
Oh, out loud then. Malalele. You know police fellow who was bad to Pamka, who whipped Pamka. Break me neck of that police fellow, Captain Huber, Malalele. Malalele, break me the neck of Captain Huber.
All smiles.
What is it, Panka?
The ring. Give me a ring. I take it now. I take it.
You believe me then, eh, boy?
To see is to believe. Yeah, yeah. This morning I go to his office. There, he sits dead. And how is he dead? His neck is broken.
You don't say.
His neck.
Huber's, Captain Huber's, broken, twisted, snapped like the leg of a trapped jackal.
Just as you wished last night.
Yeah.
So it was done this morning, eh, Panka?
Yeah, just as I wished.
So, you want this ring now, Panka?
Yeah.
Instead of your cut of the loot?
Yeah.
The deal is closed. Here. Take it and good luck to you.
Now, it's mine. Malalele is great. Malalele is great.
Mr. Timkins.
Yes, madam?
You're an indispensable man, you are.
Well, generous of you, considering...
Generous of me? After all you've done.
I've done?
Well, I know you said you'd arrange anything for the sum involved. But I thought you'd stop shy of murder.
Madam.
But you didn't. Like the brave soul you are, you went through with it.
I went through with what?
With breaking Huber's neck.
Me? I broke Huber's neck.
But didn't you?
I thought you did it.
Timkin.
Look, please. I'm a man not easy on my nerves. Now, don't excite me. Don't play with me. You're teasing, aren't you? You killed the captain.
I didn't.
Holy mercy, you mean it.
So help me.
Well, then. And who did it? Who did? Yesterday, Panka twisted that ring and wished him dead of a broken neck. Today, his neck's broken. Who did this thing? Who granted this wish?
Could it be?
could it be that the heathen dwarf god is right?
What's that?
The lobby door.
Customers?
This is a hotel.
What is this time like this? We don't want anybody here just
don't
now.
Don't you think I know it? Leave it to me. Yes?
Good morning. We've just arrived in Powell. My name is Lamont Cranston. This is Margaret Lane.
No room.
We'll only be here till
tomorrow. No room.
We'll be glad to pay anything you consider reasonable.
I'd consider it reasonable to listen to what I tell you. No room. Filled up. No room.
Lucky the cab waited for us, isn't it, Lamont?
Yes, Margot. That's something of a beast, that lady.
Well, if she didn't have any room.
Well, still, there's a nicer way to say it.
Did not have to say at all.
What's that?
The driver. What did you say?
She not have to tell you it's no room.
Why not?
Because it's room. Solan Hotel, big place.
But there are lots of guests.
No guests. Nobody there at all except Madame J. Man named Timken, she keep round. One servant, maybe two.
Then what was the big idea?
Nobody know much about Madame J. idea.
I have a feeling they wouldn't like them if they did. Driver, you turn around here. I want to go back and see if she couldn't possibly squeeze us in somehow.
Lamont, there are other hotels in Pau. Why force ourselves into that particular one?
I don't know, Margot. Maybe I like the view.
Timken's and Madame Jordan.
What do you want?
We want to talk to you, boy.
We have something to tell you.
All right. I open. There. Now, what do you want to show me?
Hey, stand by, Pamka.
Why, gone.
They just didn't want you to get skittish while you're taking charge of the ring. Better?
No, no. Don't.
There we are. What's the capital, Madame Jane?
Never fear.
Why rob me? Why you take ring?
You'll see, boy.
What do you mean?
You'll see.
Oh, you know, twist the ring to kill me. You know, twist the ring to kill Pamka.
Get back there. You have the key, madam?
Yes.
Good, come on.
Wait.
My best regards to the dwarf, laddie.
Mr. Timkins, leave me out, Madame G. Listen to me, listen, I'll be good, Pamka, I'll be good.
It's done already, Pamka. The ring is twisted and the witch is made.
No, please, no. Please, no, kill... Who broke window? Who stand outside like bird on sill?
Mala, the ring has called me, Pamka.
No.
I am come for you.
Cannot be Mala Lele, cannot be dwarf is God.
A ring has called me.
Please, Mala Lele.
Me.
Timkins, the beachcomber, heard the screams of the luckless Pamka from inside room 12. When the violence subsided, they cautiously opened the door to find the native sprawled on the floor, his neck broken. Timkins efficiently took charge, ordering Madame Jolin to scrub the carpet while he lugged Pamka's corpse across the roadway to the swamp. For a few moments, silence reigned in the sinister hotel. And then, Margot and Lamont had returned. And we're knocking on the lobby door.
They must hear us.
Miss, they're all dead, Margaret.
No. I think this door's off the latch.
Off the... Yes, you're right, it is.
Should we just walk in this way?
The only way I know of. Come on, Margaret. Madame Jolin!
You don't suppose it's deserted?
Possibility. Did you hear that?
Yes. Maybe it's only a bird on the roof.
And again, maybe not.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to investigate.
Lamont, I wouldn't.
You aren't. You stay here, and at the first sign of trouble, make for the door.
All right. Be careful.
Don't worry.
Strange place. Telling us there's no room, and the hotel is obviously empty. There's here on the floor.
I can do for
what?
You.
Oh. Madame Jolin.
You're the girl who was here before with the gentleman, aren't you?
Yes.
And where is he?
Well, he's...
I had to turn you down before, I remember, but the situation's changed now. I can accommodate you.
You can?
Yes. 12's empty. There was a man there, but he isn't there anymore. Follow me. I said follow me.
Well, I...
You want a room, don't you?
I don't know.
You don't know? What are you doing in my hotel?
Well, I... Oh, of course I want a room. What am I talking about? Of course I do.
And as I said before, follow me. Number 12. One of my desks. After you.
I don't have to examine
After you. I want you to see it. I'm proud of 12. New carpeting, new curtains.
Yes, sir.
Modern washstand, a view of the harbor, and a good, thick, double-locked door. Make yourself at home in there.
Adam Jones! Adam Jones, open this door! Open it!
Who's that? Timkins!
Adam Jones. Front door was open down there.
I know, we've got a guest. Did you sell the body?
This one. Who's he?
That girl who came before. Lane's the name, I think.
And a man friend?
I think he's about somewhere.
And that settles it.
Settles
what?
I'm
taking my share of the loot and getting out. This is getting too hot for Timkins.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, no?
I mean you're not going nowhere. You couldn't leave an old woman in a spot like this, Timkins.
Leave an old woman's easiest. Nothing she can do to stop me.
You're not a very bright boy, Timkins.
No?
No, you're forgetting something. You're forgetting what I've got on my finger.
A ring?
Yes, the ring, Timkins. The ring that I twisted for Pamka. The ring that I now twist for you.
No, no, stop it.
Too late, Mr. T. It's done.
Then I'm leaving all the quicker.
For where? Someplace that Malalele can't find you?
Yes. Goodbye.
Happy landing, Mr. Timkins. Oh, and will you look who's coming down the hall?
Madam Jay.
Oh, do you turn to me for help now, Timkins, to a frail old lady?
The ring has called. Timkins, now you die.
No. No, no.
He's headed down the hall. Get him. Get him. After him.
Timkins. Timkins, you die. You die. Ah!
Top of the last flight of stairs. I ducked into this room. I tried to close that door there. But that... Hey, quick. Quick as a bow in. Oh, I can't fight it against the guards. There's a woman. An old woman. She should pay for this.
Madame Jolin?
Yes. My enemy and yours.
Mine? How mine?
This Lane. The girl.
Yes, what about her?
She's got her locked up. She's naked.
Locked up where? Where is she?
Somewhere. In a hotel. I don't know.
Now, get back upstairs.
Back to Miss Lane, Madame Jolin.
Who's that? Whose voice was that?
This is the Shadow, Madame Joland.
Shadow? Where are you?
Not in the dark corners of this cellar where you're looking, Madame Joland. I'm right here beside you.
What do you want?
Information about where you've hidden Miss Lane, about the dwarf guard, Malalele, and about the ruthless murders that have been committed in your hotel.
Yes, just the Ravdin murders.
Malalele, the dwarf god, did it. He killed Pamka and then Timkin.
You expect me to believe that a dwarf god walks this island, Madame Joland?
You can believe what you want, Shadow. But I know what the girl believes.
The girl?
It's Lane. She believes in a dwarf god. Because right now, Malalele is in the room with her.
What?
I rubbed the ring, Shadow. And Malalele is about to crack her lovely neck.
Madame Joland, come in and confess your crimes, old woman. Come in, I said.
Well, what's he doing here?
He? Malalele, the dwarf god. He's here at your bidding, Madame Joland, here to take another life for you.
That's not true.
But he didn't materialize miraculously out of the unknown. He was brought up here by you from where you'd kept him hidden since his escape from the penal colony.
Penal colony?
Yes. Timkins thought he was tricking the native Pamka with the ring of Malalele, didn't he, Madame Joland? But you went the beachcomber one better. You made his trick come true by producing a real Malalele, a murder dwarf in the person of this poor freak here, an escaped convict from the penal colony at Gualo. You've been hiding in the cellar of this hotel against the time when you'd need his services.
No.
Yes. At your order, he killed Captain Huber, then Pamka, then Timkins. Until, had he finished off Cranston and Miss Lane, you'd have been in full possession of the loot you killed the Levantine smuggler to get.
It's a lie. I tried to keep the dwarf from killing. I hate bloodshed. I'm a respectable woman. But the dwarf, he's a maniac. He kills for pleasure. I couldn't control him.
Don't be lying, swine.
Shadow, you kill her.
Stop it. Drop that guard. Now you're going back where you belong.
No.
When the police learn the whole story of the ring of Malalele, I think you'll have company. Your dear friend, Madame Joland, will personally accompany you back to the penal colony at Gualo.
Please. Goodbye, Margot.
So we say goodbye to Paul. So beautiful and so full of death.
Yeah, it's pretty wicked from all we saw. Do you know, Margot, an old legend tells us that the dwarf god Malalele, ages ago, made Paul the most beautiful island in the world. But he inhabited it only with the wickedest people. Malalele himself, you see, was a god of evil. Copyrighted by Street and Smith Publications, Incorporated. All names and places are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Listen again next week, same time, same station, when the Shadow will again demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.